you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you brought me. Yes, you brought me a mighty long way.
the Lord. I'm going to let you be seated for just a few minutes tonight while we look at our prayer request. Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord tonight? How many of you enjoyed service here Wednesday night? You appreciate the Word of God? Amen. God is so mindful to us tonight. So glad you're here. We just trust that you've come to receive something from the Lord tonight. Brother Amos is going to come in a minute and lead us to the Lord on behalf of our prayer request. He's got a couple of things he'd like to say to you. Praise report, and we're just glad to have him and Sister Lisa back home. Been gone for a while, and Brother Amos been, I believe, in Canada, and so we're just glad to have them back in our assembly tonight. Brother Amos says to thank you for your prayers on my behalf while in Canada. All the pastors and the churches send their greetings to you, so appreciate those folks in that part of the world only. Amen. Also want to remember Sister Trudy Weeb. She begins a new stop in her spiritual journey over in Canada. So let's remember her tonight as we pray. Want to pray for Brother Ed Johnson family. He is very sick. Also their daughter Robin is in the intensive care unit on life support. So they're asking that we would pray over those needs tonight. Brother Orville Reese wants us to pray for his cousin Jeremy. He has a ruptured disc in his back. The doctor said he will need surgery. Just seeking the will of the Lord and asking God to touch him. Also pray for his soul. So let's remember that need tonight as we pray. Brother Terry Stockton says to please pray for Brother Terry Stockton's son, Daniel, who's in the Johnson City Medical Center. Let's remember that need. Want to pray for Kimberly Garland, who has a malignant tumor on her head, and request that the church would pray for her. So let's remember that need tonight. Sister Brenda Harmon says to please pray for Sister Donna Pistole, unable to be in service tonight, not feeling well. Sister Estep was unable to be here, couldn't get out of her driveway. There's a tree that's in her front yard blocking her, so she's unable to be in the service tonight. So let's remember her as we pray tonight. And please pray that we can get our power back on. My husband really needs it because of health issues. So we just commit that need unto the Lord tonight. All the unspoken prayer requests, you have a need tonight, something you'd like for this group to pray about. We're serving a wonderful risen Savior, aren't we? We believe He's more than able to meet whatever we have need of in this building tonight. Could we stand to our feet, Brother Amos, if you would come tonight? Take us to the Lord in prayer on behalf of these prayer requests. Appreciate Brother Amos Cutts, don't we? Amen, buddy. God bless you.
First and foremost, let's look to the Lord on behalf of these requests tonight. Precious Heavenly Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity once again, Lord, that we don't take for granted. Lord, that we still have the freedom, Lord, to come down the road without anyone asking us where we're going or what we're doing. Father God, we're thankful for that. May we take full advantage of that, Father God. For truly, Lord, you said, work for the night is coming when no man can work. Lord, let us work while it is still yet day. Lord, while the season is here, Father God, may we take advantage of it. Help us, Lord. God, we're thankful, Lord, for what you've been accomplishing here. We're thankful for what you've been accomplishing abroad and many different places, Lord, as we've seen. God, tonight, Lord, as I look at these requests and I see the urgency, Lord, someone on life support, other medical issues here, God, tonight, power that's off a tree blocking a driveway, Lord. Dear God, and others, Lord, it has already been mentioned, Lord, that each one of us, Lord, has taken one of those requests or several of those requests. And we're praying right now together, Lord, on their behalf. And we're bringing them before you. And we know that you're a prayer-answering God. You have the power to transform. You have the power to change circumstances. You have the power to change a destination of things. God, we've seen that happen time and time again. This is absolutely the age of miracles. Of all different kinds and sorts and varieties of situations. And God, tonight, we know in whom we have believed. We know, Lord Jesus, our prayers are not falling on deaf ears, but your ears are wide open to us tonight. Oh, God, and for that we give you praise. Oh, God, we couldn't praise you enough. So, Lord, we just ask for your hand of grace to move for each and every one of these requests. We think of our pastor, I believe, celebrating his birthday today, Lord, and his wife, Lord, as well. Dear God, we ask your blessing over them and, Lord, on his ministry tonight as he would bring us the word, dear God. May our hearts be yielded to you. May we Just focus. Center our attention. Lord, our heart's faith, the eyes of our heart, Lord. May we open the eyes of our heart, Lord, and look on this word tonight, we pray. God bless each and everyone that's here tonight. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Amen. Praise God. As you're seated, I just want to say that my wife and I, Lisa, certainly want to share our joy with you all over the spiritual progress of our son Nathan. Hallelujah. We got a lot to praise the Lord about, don't we, Lisa? Amen. And we're just so happy for him and what the Lord is doing in his life. Amen. God, I've often said, God is a God of new beginnings. Praise the Lord. And we're just thankful for his mercy and his grace. As some of you already know, that my wife and I traveled first together on a little trip together, a personal trip. And on that trip, we stopped in a place called Johnson City, New York. How many ever heard of Johnson City, New York? There's maybe one here that heard of it. Well, I didn't know much about it either. But from time to time, we were receiving requests from that region. I think Brother Jackie Benton was ministering a lot in that area for quite some time. But anyway, we want to send our greetings and your greetings. And they send their greetings to Brother John and Sister Linda Taylor, who have been streaming our services for the last 6 years. No church in that area. But in Johnson City, New York, just outside of Binghamton, area where Brother Branham preached back in, I believe it was 55 or 54. He preached a series of sermons in that region there. But they send their greetings, and they appreciate all of you. Matter of fact, know a lot of us by name. But Brother John and Sister Linda, we love you tonight. And amen. They're certainly in our thoughts and prayers concerning the leadership of the Lord in their life. Praise the Lord. I traveled then by myself to Manitoba, Canada, and I bring you greetings from Brother Danny Fair and the church in the Steinbach area of Manitoba, who has had a well-established work there for many years. He does a lot of missionary work and pastors a church there. We had a little bit of time of fellowship with him. And then also there's three pastors in the city of Winnipeg, who have churches. Brother Samuel and Brother Christopher, Brother Boris. I can't really pronounce their last names. You'll have to forgive me. But they certainly send their love, their greetings, and their thanks to you. And we just praise the Lord for them. Amen. They pastor churches there, and it's wonderful to see what God is doing. We had the opportunity to minister in a few of those churches. And it's just wonderful to see what God is doing in their midst. Amen. And Brother Branham also visited Winnipeg. I don't know how many are aware of that, but way, way back in the 50s, he actually visited there and had some outstanding things to take place in those meetings. But we just praise the Lord for what God is doing there now through his word and the calling of these brothers to pastor. God is causing their work to flourish. They've seen the fruits of their ministry. And we were just happy to be there to be an encouragement and to continue to support them in what they're doing. Amen? Amen. Amen. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Amen. To every creature. Amen. And so it's just wonderful to see that happen. And we certainly appreciate all of your prayers for me and my wife as well while we've been away in the last month or so. May God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Well, we appreciate Brother Amos, don't we? Ushers, if you want to come at this time, we're going to receive the evening offering. Let's stand tonight as we get ready to sing. Brother Joel, lead us in that song, "Where Everybody Wants to Know Where You're Going." You tell them where we're going, buddy. If you're a visitor tonight in the service, we certainly want to welcome you. Glad to have you here. All those that are streaming, we pray this service would be a great blessing to those folks as well tonight. Let's sing this song with Brother Joel. We love that guy right there too pretty good, don't we? Amen.
If you want to know where I'm going, where If you want to know where I'm going, where I'm going, someday soon, I'm going up yonder, I'm going up yonder. That's what it's gonna take. I'm gonna run this Christian race until I see my Savior face to face. I can take the pain, the heartache that it brings. There's comfort in knowing I'm gonna soon.
Thank you so much, buddy. God bless you. You can be seated tonight. We're going to have a couple of songs. Sister Chloe Martin, if she would come onto the platform, be getting ready to sing. Brother John Linichek, I believe he's here with us tonight. He'll come onto the platform, be getting ready to sing. We'll just enjoy our singers tonight. Now, as you know, Brother Amos mentioned in his prayer tonight, Brother Donnie and Sister Carol celebrated a birthday this week and celebrated a wedding anniversary this week. And we certainly appreciate our pastor and Sister Carol Reagan, don't we? We certainly appreciate them. Praise the Lord. You all have got them a nice card. You've not seen it yet, but it's from you. A nice card we're going to place on Brother Donnie's desk for Brother Donnie and for Sister Carol. Sister Carol, God bless you. We appreciate the Reagan family, don't we? We certainly do. Amen. Now, let's enjoy our singers tonight. Give them a nice hand as they get ready to sing for you here tonight, if you would.
Gonna hold my body down when I hear that drumming. lost.
We'll try it this way. It's good to be a Christian. Love the Lord. Crossing the calm sea with Jesus, disciples were getting concerned. The wind started violently blowing, oh, but he was asleep in the stern. Does he not care that we perish? Oh, we're helpless and we're so afraid. But Jesus arose when they called him, oh, and said to them, where is your faith? Because you prayed all night, because you've held on with all of your might. Child, your Christ has awoken the Master. And he knows your voice. Lift your hands, it's time to rejoice. Child, your Christ has awoken the Master. But hit you without any warning, the storm of your life had begun. Seeing no hope in the distance, well, you're frightened and nowhere to run. By now your vessel is filling, and you're thinking that you'll surely drown. You've cried out for help from the Savior, oh, and you know you can't give up now. Because you prayed all night, and you held on with all of your might. Child, your Christ has awoken the Master. Now you're up there worrying, but he's fast asleep. The winds are so deadly, the water's so deep. But try to be patient, cause soon he'll bring peace. Just one word from his voice, and it all must cease. Cause you prayed all night, and you held on with all of your might. Child, your Christ has awoken the Master. And he knows your voice. Lift your hands, it's time to rejoice. Child, your Christ has awoken the Master.
Praise the Lord. I know everybody don't always get a chance to testify, but you know, last week I had a couple of needs. I had to pass a DOT physical for one thing, another thing, my back had been hurting me for 2 or 3 weeks. And the Lord didn't know we had a visiting minister on Sunday morning, and so he came by to touch me anyway, even though Brother Donnie wasn't here. But when Brother David was talking about how big our God was and how you could go to the closest star and look back to the earth and you couldn't even find it, and describing how great God was, inspiration just touched my heart and said, well, if he's that big and he's so mindful, then he can take care of my problems. Well, I got my DLT physical on Tuesday, and my back's been great since then. And I'm so glad the Lord is here. And I held on till the storm was over. I don't claim to be a hero, and I don't have all the answers, but I held on till the storm was over. Not because I'm good, not because I'm great, not because I'm strong, but I held on till the storm was over. I don't claim to be a hero, and I don't have all life's answers, but I held on till the storm was over. Not because I'm good, not because I'm great, not because I'm strong, but I held on. I can tell that things are finally happening. I've got blessings I can call my own. Many times I wondered if I would make it, but while I was wondering, my seed just kept holding on. So I held on till the storm was over. I don't claim to be a hero, and I don't have all life's answers, but I held on till the storm was over. Not because I'm good, not because I'm great, not because I'm strong, but I held on.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You can be seated. We've got a baby to dedicate tonight. Father, this mother desirous to bring her little daughter into your presence. No doubt when you were here on the earth, they thronged you constantly. When they saw the supernatural that was so prevalent in your life, they saw love, they saw mercy. The mothers would want to bring their children near to where you were so you could touch them. You took time out of your busy schedule of redemption and salvation. No doubt you laid your hands on many little boys and little girls. Many of them probably so poor. Many of them that was worthless as far as the world was concerned. But you laid your hands on them and blessed them. Lord, she wants to bring her little child into your presence to be able to dedicate its life, Father. We bring her to you tonight, Lord. You're not here physically, but you're here in spirit form. And we pray that you'd take her little life. Keep her from the evils of the day, Lord. Dear God, may you help her mother to be able to reflect the right kind of life, godliness and purity. Lord Jesus, we give her life to you and consecrate it to you for a life of service. In Jesus' name, amen. Stand together if you would. I'm just happy to be in the house of the Lord. It's a privilege and an honor, isn't it? To be gathered together in the presence of the King. I want to wish Ashley and Courtney a happy birthday on Thursday. I want to wish Carol a happy anniversary yesterday. And Carol, a happy birthday today. Emma and Ellie, a happy birthday tomorrow. And Scotty, a happy birthday tomorrow. And anybody else around the world that I didn't miss, that I didn't call your name, we wish you a happy birthday too. Praise the Lord. Song of Solomon, chapter 7. Verse 4. Speaking of the bride, thy neck is as a tower of ivory, thine eyes like the fish pools in Heshbon, by the gate of Bath Rabim. Thy nose is as the tower of Lebanon, which looketh toward Damascus. Thine head upon thee is like Carmel, and the hair of thine head like purple. The King is held in the galleries. How fair and how pleasant art thou, O love, for delights. It's hard to imagine, isn't it, that the King could be held in the galleries by mere mortals. Uniting time and sign, the prophet says it this way. The uniting time is at hand, for God is getting the church together to be a rapture, to go to the wedding for the great union, when God and man will unite for eternity. When creatures of time unite with the eternal. When creatures of time unite with the eternal. It was once done in the form of the Son of Man on earth, and he had to give his life to bring a power to unite other men with this same power for the bride of Jesus Christ. And now the church is uniting itself to the body of Christ. Let's bow our heads together. Lord Jesus, we thank you tonight for your precious word. I pray, Lord, that we would be able to understand a little bit of how great you are. Our understanding is so limited without you helping us, Lord. May the presence of God open our hearts, open our spiritual sight, that we can get another glimpse of who you are and who we are in you. Father, I have my hand upon this handkerchief. Lord, you know this need of this man losing his son and been so difficult for him. I pray tonight while I preach with this, Lord, your divine presence, which has instructed me in this way. May you go with this, Lord, and help this man in the time of need. May you anoint the people tonight to be able to receive from you. We open our hearts. We do our best to lay aside everything, Lord, that would try to hinder us. We consecrate ourselves to you as we go into the great Shekinah of God. Speak to us once again, Lord, in Jesus' name. And the saints said,
amen.
God bless you. You may be seated. I want to speak to you tonight on the eternal in the galleries. The eternal in the galleries. It's hard for us as mortals to imagine eternal and eternity. Everything outside of Him that we deal with is measured by inches, feet, miles, time, months, weeks, years, ounces, millimeters, centimeters. Our whole life consists of doses, even of medicine. One pill, two pills, three pills. Spring is for a time and a season. Summer for a time and a season. Fall, winter. Everything pretty much except for Him that we know is measured in some sort of increments, which are divided. Light divided and separated by dark. Our lives are made up of day and night, hours and minutes and seconds and weeks and months and years and decades, and on and on and on and on we go. For us to be able to relate to eternity and to the eternal, what book could we be able to go to? Could it be Reader's Digest? Could it be National Geographic? Could it be Who's Who? Could it be Webster's Dictionary? What film? What museum? What store? What man? What teacher? What governor? What president? What world ruler? Would we be able to go and find and talk to one who's had a first-hand experience in eternity and with the eternal to be able to tell us who and what He really is? Now, eternity and the eternal are from, of course, the same origin, but they're not exactly the same in essence. When I speak of the eternal, I'm not speaking of something that does not stop or something that never began, actually. I'm speaking of a being, a person. The eternal is not something that is given to people who repent. Eternal life is His gift and His grace given to people who will receive forgiveness and pardon. But the eternal is not eternal life. The eternal is not something that was received from someone else. The eternal is not something that can be measured by time. The eternal is not someone that can be comprehended by creatures of time. Unless He allows us the ability to be able to break into His nature and understand what He is. In Deuteronomy chapter 27, Moses said, "The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms, and He shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them." The eternal God. Now, there may be, no doubt, many different religions of the world that would claim their God to be the eternal. But yet we know that as Islam began at a certain day, Shintoism began at a certain year, Buddhism began at a certain year. All the major religions of the world outside of the truth can point you back to the day their founder met some angel or some kind of being or had some kind of spiritual revelation to reveal Allah or whoever it was. But this religion that we believe that comes from the author of this book did not begin on any certain day.
There is no day that our founder actually ever started. There is no day that this religion actually ever began. As a matter of fact, sons of God were shouting for joy before the foundation of the world, when the morning stars sang together. So for us to be able to be enticed from the eternal to go to follow Islam, it's absolute ludicrous. It's nonsense. For us to leave the eternal and go to Shintoism or Buddhism or whatever more, it's absolutely nuts for us to do such a thing. And yet for us to be able to say that we fully understand and comprehend the eternal, we would be the first ones to say we do not. But we are grateful for the ability that he has given us, are we not, to help us to understand what we do. And 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 17, Paul writing to Timothy says, "Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God." You see, salvation by the Lord Jesus is not one of the many ways to heaven. Salvation by the Lord Jesus is not along with these other religions, as I mentioned. It's not another way. It is the only way. Come on now, it is the only way. Every Muslim, if they're not, don't find salvation in the Lord Jesus, they will perish. Every Shinto, every Buddhist, every one of them, there is only one way, and that is the Lord Jesus. You better be glad you know him tonight. Now, in that, the eternal, of course, decided to reveal his purpose, and he knew the only way he could do it would be condemnation. Condescend from eternity. So the eternal condescends from eternity and decides to move in the increment of time. He decided to allow himself to be measured by the element that we would be able to understand, which is time. Let me read to you from the Future Home. I want you to listen carefully. Brother Branham draws, he's drawing up on a blackboard this illustration. Now they said, this here is God. God, which is the eternal. There is no one but him. But in God, he had attributes. Now this here, he said, represents the Word of God, which was made flesh and dwelt among us in the person of Jesus. Now watch how the prophet is drawing it out on a blackboard. So he breaks it down from eternity to where the eternal was the only one that was there. There was no logos, there was no angel of the covenant, there was no molecules, no atoms, no time. There was nothing but the eternal. But then from the eternal, he started his work of condescension. And the way he decided to condescend was by creation. Now watch, he says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The three stages, it was an attribute. First, it was in God. Then he thought of himself as being human, and that transmitted him down to be Jesus. Now watch the eternal. The eternal wanted to become tangible, but he must become tangible from the realm of eternity, but you can't expand on into the eternity in order to become tangible. You've got to expand toward the measure of time, not through eternity. So this transfers him. He thought of himself as being human, becoming tangible, becoming material. And that transmitted him down to being Jesus. Now, all of you that know anything about a transmitter, whether it's a radio transmitter or a frequency transmitter, this that I have on my belt here tonight is called a body pack. And then the microphone, you can see these things here also on the back. There is a transmitter there, and it is a wireless frequency. It has an adjustable thing on the inside of here, also adjustable one back there. And if we have interference by the light, or by a radio station, whatever more, we have the ability to be able to break and change the frequency, but in order for it to work, the body pack must be changed to match the frequency that's on the receiver in the back. Now, if we get a noise in this, and I take a small screwdriver, and I go to adjusting the frequency, and it'll come up digitally on this little pad where I can read it. It will never work unless the frequency is also changed back there. Now, God thought of himself as being human. Now, it come from the body pack, as it was that he thought of himself as being human. But there must be something in time to be able to receive that transmission, or it goes nowhere. Now, it's the same with this in the way that it works. It's a marvel how this wireless, and it's able to work and put the variables of the channels there where you can select it. So we could have, I think it's 60 or 70 wireless microphones up here at one time. Every one of them be on a different frequency. If not, they would bleed over one into the other. So when they turn one down, they would all go up and down. So God, can you imagine how God thought of himself as being human, but this was not the only frequency or attribute that he had. He had millions of these frequencies or attributes that was in himself that he desired to be transmitted. But in order to be able to project this transmission, there must be something down there to be able to receive it. Glory! If not, then it doesn't do any good to transmit it. So God wanted to become, he wanted to become from the eternal into God, which is object of worship. So he transmitted that down, but there must be something on the earth in order to receive that. When God said, let there be light, then the spoken word of God begins to create, divided an atom. Then Adam split, the molecules expanded. And what did it do? There was something there in time to the molecular structure of creation that caught that, and it caught the frequency of God. Don't you understand what it is inside of you that catches it and makes you love this word with all of your heart? When others hear the same thing, may go to the same church, may live in the same neighborhood, and they hear it, it has no effect whatsoever on them at all. But you have a receiving station from the transmission of God that gives you the ability to receive it. This is why this message won't work on the frequency of Luther. God changed the channel. Hallelujah! God changed the channel in the days of Wesley. God changed the channel in the days of Pentecost. And under Malachi 4, he readjusted it again. Don't you see what's fixing to happen? We're fixing to go into another frequency change. And what's it going to lead to? A body change. Hallelujah! Where we're not just getting ready for this world, but we're getting ready to leave this world. Oh, glory to God. Watch, he says there's three stages. It was an attribute first in God that he thought of himself as being human that transmitted him down to be Jesus. Now, if you'll ever be there, you was with him then. I thought we was talking about Jesus. We are. You and Jesus come from the same source. Notice then, there's only one form of eternal life, and that's God. And you had to be a part of God at the beginning before you even had a choice. Come on now, Armenians, say amen. Not what you chose down here. Glory. He chose you. All the Father hath given me will come. Now, God has chosen three stages and many of the things about his program. Now, watch again in Future Home. Here the apostle in 2 Peter, the 2nd chapter, in the 5th, 6th verse. Yes, I've got it. He refers to the three stages of the earth. He gets the three stages of it. Notice how he brings them. The old world that stood out of the water. Now, that was the antediluvian world. Now, that is one. The present world we live in is called a world. The old world that stood out of the water, Genesis 1:1, and that world that is now present. Then again, he refers to another world, and that is the world to come. come, the new world. Three worlds or three stages of the world. Now let's read this in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 5. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. So here God has three stages of the world, and the world is one of his heartfelt attributes, and her name is found in the book of life, the book of redemption. Notice now, but God also has three stages in many other parts of his program. Listen to this. Tomorrow night, we're going to talk about crossing the Jordan. Now look at this title of this sermon, Israel and the Church. We've had three stages. There's three stages of the journey. Israel in Egypt, Israel in the wilderness, Israel in the homeland, Palestine. Now watch the threes. There's three stages in the program of God. Notice again in witness. Three stages that Elisha followed Elijah. And Elijah was a type of Christ. Elisha was a type of the church. I go up to Gilgal. Now here's the first stage. Watch God now in three stages reflecting his perfect program. And then he said, now you stay here to the church, Elisha, to Elijah, the young and old prophet, type of Christ in the church. As your soul lives, I'll not stay here, but I'm going with you. Now once again, he says, you notice there was three stages of that journey. One of them was going to Gilgal. The other was going up to the school of the prophets, and the next one was going down to Jordan. So here we have three stages of Elijah and Elisha. We have three stages of the earth. Praise the Lord. Watch again. Hear his voice. There's three stages of everything. There's a stage of the mortal body, of the immortal body, and the glorified body. Just like the other things, our Father, Son, Holy Spirit. There are three stages of the revealing of the divine power of the Godhead. Not three persons, but three stages of the eternal himself. Praise the Lord. There's three stages. Again, Revelation chapter 5, part 1, three stages of Ruth. Ruth's deciding. She was deciding whether she'd make the decision or not to go back to the homeland, like the church. Ruth serving. Notice now, Ruth deciding. Ruth serving when she went out to glean. Ruth resting. That's what Ruth is doing now, the church. And then, of course, he brings in Ruth rewarded. But Ruth never rewarded herself. So there's actually three stages in Ruth's walk when she's getting to be ready to marry to Boaz. Oh my. Now, so there's three stages by which God reveals himself. Notice again, future home. How he's led us to himself to be tabernacled in us by three stages of grace. So there's three stages of grace. Now, can't you see if Satan can get you to bypass sanctification? You have missed the second stage of grace, which means you will not properly be able to be baptized into the third stage, right? For those who believe, all they need to do is go up to the altar and get saved, and they can go straightway to the Holy Ghost and leave things in the world, unclean habits of the world in their lives. They're missing the second stage. So they're leaving themselves out of the program of God. In order to go in the rapture, we must come through the three stages. The consummation of the three stages ends up in the rapture. It's not enough to have stage one. It's not enough to have one and two. You got to have all three in order to have four. Oh, praise the Lord. God will come to the world after it's gone through three stages of purification. Now, the world repented under the bride type, as he says in future home, of Noah. And when Noah began to preach this message and the world repented, then God baptized the earth in water. So this is the first stage. In the second stage, the blood of the Lord Jesus dripped down upon it. And the third stage, of course, will be the baptism of fire, when the earth is changed to a new creature or a new creation. Same thing, three stages. Notice again now, it says, notice just exactly how that come. The message is coming. Martin Luther, justification. John Wesley, sanctification. The Pentecost, or the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The message is, that's where it can be no no more ages. We're at the end time, three stages. Baptism cleanses the heart with the Holy Ghost. Now we see here plainly, again, who is Melchizedek, the complete secret of our lives in journey and death and where we go after we die. Also, predestination is in plain view here. Well, I don't mind telling you, I love to see predestination in plain view here. I want to see predestination in plain view here and here. Glory. Oh, hallelujah. Now listen as we teach this. The stages of the eternal purpose he had in his secret has now been revealed. Notice there is three stages to perfection. Three stages of all these things coming up. Now there's three stages to perfection. How many wants to be perfect by the grace of God? I'm going to tell you how to do it. Just like he redeems the world the same way he redeems his church. He redeems the people in three stages. First is justification, like Luther preached. Saint, second, sanctification, like Wesley preached. Third, baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's right. Then comes justification, sanctification, true baptism of the Holy Ghost. Then comes so the rapture is the consummation of you receiving these three things genuinely. Now, a lot of people say they are justified, but they're really not. A lot of folks say they're sanctified, but they're really not. A lot of folks say they got the Holy Ghost, but their lives prove they don't have it. But if you've really got it, the end result of these three stages is what? You being raptured. Then comes the rapture. Now the world, how did he redeem the world? The first what he did, when it sinned, he washed it off with the water of baptism. That's right. Then he dropped his blood upon it from the cross and sanctified it and called it his own. Oh my. And then what does he do? He tore all the world. I love this. He tore all the world out of you and renovated the whole thing by the fiery baptism of the Holy Ghost. You are the world in type. You are the world in type, and the world typed you when it held the seed that was laying there from some former civilization. He tore the world out of you. Well, I decided one day I was going to lay my pale males down and I was going to quit smoking. And I made up my mind, you liar. It ain't in you to do that. It ain't, you don't have the power to do it. He reached down inside of you and tore them cigarettes out of you. Oh, hallelujah. He tore that drinking out of you. He tore that love of the world out of you. And drove the devil out of your life. Whether or not you want to admit it, we're full of the devil. If you want to admit it, I'll admit it for you. He tore all the world out of you and renovated the whole thing. Don't you see what happened to you? You got renovated. When the fiery baptism strikes this earth after the millennium, the prophet tells us in Future Home that it will go hundreds and hundreds of miles deep on the surface of the earth and change the whole surface of the earth. It won't even look the same. So if the flesh don't, it don't matter what it looks like, God's breaking the type when he changes the earth. All God's got to do is leave the earth just like it is. But the outside does matter. Oh, glory. Now, what's the plan of the eternal? The whole thing is said by the fire and baptism of the Holy Ghost. He also will renovate the world. It'll be burned over with fire. Cleanse every germ for millions of miles high. Every everything will be cleaned off and there's a new heaven and a new earth. Just like, isn't this how he's comparing this? Just like you. Just like you are a new creature in Christ Jesus when the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit takes a hold of you. There you are. The whole thing is just as plain as it can be. Everything is in three. Again, God's provided a place. You've got to have everything in threes to make a perfection. There's one body here, then that body there, the celestial body, and then the glorified body in the resurrection. That makes it complete. It's not a myth. It's not an idea. It's not a spirit. It's a man and a woman like you are just exactly. Now, you're convinced that God has three stages in his program, in and out, in and out, and in and out. So now let's go back to the eternal. There's no one there but him. There is nothing there but him. No lights, no matter, no time, no science. No cells, no molecules, no atoms. There's nothing. Absolutely nothing. But the eternal. Now I want you to think of what an honor now you have tonight to be in the gallery with the eternal. And the eternal is captivated by you. And remember, you never made him. He made you. You never made all this. He made it. What have you made like me? Messes. And we made messes out of our lives. Come on, let's be honest. We've made the office mess and gum out of our lives and our family's lives and this and that and the other. If we was the creator, if we was the one who made all these things. But yet we never made nothing but a mess. But yet the sovereign grace of God has done such a work in our lives that the eternal walks into the gallery and he is spellbound by you. In the beginning was God. He wasn't even God then. No, God is an object of worship. The only thing he was the eternal. And in him was attributes, and those attributes were thoughts, and those thoughts were expressed to words. And word was made manifest. What is it? It's all God becoming tangible. And you are a part of God. Jesus come to redeem those that was put on the Lamb's book of life from before the foundation of the world. It was in God's thoughts. And that's what he come to redeem. And them, as soon as it strikes to them, they see it. Because the life is in there. So God sends the messenger of the age. And he's got the body pack attached with divine instruction from the presence of God. Now the message goes to being going out. Now he has gifts and things like that with it, but the main thing is the message, the word. Now he can come and hand out gifts and people saying, oh yes, I want the gifts, I want healing, I want this and that and the other. But the main thing is the transmission of the voice. Oh, glory. Now the others, like it was in the days of Eliezer when he went to get Rebekah. And the Bible said he gave the mother and the brother gifts. So they benefited by the coming of Eliezer, but they was not the bride. What did they receive from Eliezer? The benefit of his gift. That's why you find all kinds of videos on YouTube of the Pentecostals saying that Brother Branham was the most gifted man they ever knew. And the Branham anointing, they say, is going to fall in the last days on the bride, or upon the church rather, and going to be all over the whole world. I heard that the other day, and I saw that, and I thought, you poor blind Pentecostals, you, it ain't the Branham anointing, it's the Christ anointing. And it's not going to come to reproduce signs and wonders and miracles. It's coming to call a people back into eternity where they were all the time. So he comes with gifts and hands out gifts, and then he starts speaking the message. And all of those who have a receiver they begin to hear. Now the others say, oh my, wow, what a gift, my, what an anointing, oh perfect, absolutely perfect. Oh, that discernment, that gift of knowledge, that word of wisdom, oh, it was absolutely perfect. My, nobody ever had anything like that. And we're thinking, yeah, that was really good, but that was only baked on the hook. Amen. What he was fishing for was rainbow trout. Hallelujah to God. That's the thing. So what does he do? He began to speak. Then those that had the embedded receiver from the transmission of God, they begin to hear another voice. They begin to hear it was not the voice of a Kentuckian that they heard. It was the voice of God. It's not the voice. Oh, hallelujah. It's not the voice of your pastor, the voice of Brother David or Brother Terry that we want to hear. We want to hear the Lord Jesus. We want to hear the Lord Jesus. Only those that's got the receiver can hear. And believe it or not, you was born with it. You can't buy it. You can't barter for it. You can't trade for it. But when you was born, God dropped that little wireless receiver down in your soul. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my. It was in God's thoughts, and that's why he come to redeem. And then as soon as it strikes to them, they sit because there's life in there. But if the life isn't there, then what can they do? See, they don't see it, and they never see it. Never see it. And the whole thing is Jesus said it that day, you'll know I'm in the Father, and the Father in me, I in you, and you in me. Lord, children, you realize we're in that hour? The whole thing is God becoming material. Like a husband and wife becoming one together, God and his church becoming one. You see, for those folks in the message, you just emphasize God and Brother Branham. What God did in Brother Branham. What God did in Brother Branham. Oh, Brother Branham. They totally missed the message. The message is not just God in Brother Branham. It's not just God in Paul. When Paul preached that, he said, the mystery of God is Christ in you. The hope of glory. Notice that in identification again. The life that's in you never did begin. That is, if you've got eternal life, and that's God for you, was in his thought. From the eternal. Not from eternity. The eternal. There's only one of them. Glory! There may be all kinds of gods made by man. There may be all kinds of this, that, the other. There's all kinds of things that man's made up. But there's only one eternal. Oh, hallelujah to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Notice he says, you were in his soul from the eternal, and now it's expressed here in a human being for his glory. Jesus came to redeem that. Being the Son, the fullness of God had to become and become that. The sinless character of God did that, that he might redeem these other. So God thought of himself being human. And you were right there in that same source. The eternal, he thought of himself. And then he thought of you. And he put your name. He wrote his own name, his own human name of redemption. Glory to God. You do know that Jesus' name was the first name in the book of redemption. Lord God. He thought of himself as being a human, and he wrote his own name there. And he thought of you. And you're right there from the same source, from the eternal. You're thinking, oh, you're thinking, it takes the Spirit of God to help us move beyond our thinking to comprehend such a thing. We come from the eternal. This is what it is about you that overwhelms him. You overwhelmed him when there was no time. Why should you marvel that you overwhelm him now? He thought of himself. And he thought of you. when he thought of himself, that transmitted him down to be Jesus. And he thought of you, and that transmitted you down to be you. Don't you see? From the transmission of God, from God's own body pack, he thought of you, and that transmitted you down to being a thought of God. Lord Jesus, for you was in his thought from the eternal. Now it's expressed here. Now it's expressed here in a human being for his glory. Jesus come to redeem that, being the Son, the fullness of God, had to become that, the sinless character of God, that he might redeem these other thoughts that was to come to him to make a wife. So he transmitted himself down to become a human. This is why he ain't worried about who's going to be there. This is why he could say with all confidence, I'm going away to prepare a place for you, and if I go away, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you may be also. If his all tore up all day on the last day, there's going to be a bunch of people leave the message. I don't even know how many theophanies to make. I don't even know how big to make that city. I'm not sure how many mansions. Not my daddy. My daddy knows the end from the beginning. He knows exactly how many will be saved. Glory. He knows how many's in that bride. He done counted them and thought stage. Amen. When they were there in the beginning, hallelujah, he transmitted them down. He transmitted down a Moses and a Noah and a Jeremiah and an Ezekiel and a David and a Charlie and an Amos and a Donnie and a Terry. He transmitted us down to become a human, and one day that thing in us will become so powerful it will change our bodies and transmit us back into eternity again. The signal will turn the other way and project us back into the eternal. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Watch this, in the unveiling of God, he was Elohim, the eternal. But in him was thoughts. He wanted to become material. And what did he do? He spoke a word. And the word was materialized. That's the whole picture. From Genesis to Revelation. It's nothing wrong. It's Elohim materializing. Oh, glory to God. There's nothing wrong. Oh, my, we look at, oh, my, is Hillary going to win? Is Trump going to win? Oh, my, where's our nation going? We know where our nation is going, but we also know where we're going. Hallelujah. Hillary has no effect on my destiny. Amen. Trump has no effect on my destiny. Come on, children. He has no effect. Hang with me now. I don't even have the effect on my destiny. Yeah, hallelujah. I came from the eternal. It is not my choice. It's not your choice. It was him that chose us. Hallelujah. Your destiny is fully determined by your origination. Your origin determines your destiny. The sickness that's bothering you tonight, the trouble that's weighing you down, the difficulty that you're going through, you are older than your troubles. You are older than the difficulties you're going through in life. As a matter of fact, when there wasn't no trouble, you was there. That's a thought. There's nothing wrong. It's Elohim materializing
so he can be touched and feel. And in the millennium, there is Elohim sitting on the throne. See, that's right, with all of his subjects around him, that he predestinated before the foundation of the world. Again, the seed's not ere the shuckock in the beginning. God dwelt alone because he was the eternal one. He wasn't even God. God is an object of worship, and the Logos, as we call it, the Word, that went out of God. Anyone knows that? That was the angel of the Lord, the Word of the Lord. Though followed the Israelites through the wilderness, the angel of the covenant, the Logos. That went out of God, then that Logos was made flesh and dwelt among us. That's Jesus. That's who it is. See, it's God all along. God manifesting himself, working himself through different ages. See, all those three of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, same God working in three attributes. And today, oh my, and we today are one. The church itself, an attribute of God's thinking before the foundation of the world to have a church. So those which are in Christ was in Christ at the beginning. That was his thoughts, and his thoughts is his attributes. And the church said,
amen.
Now in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Three stages. Now this is the one we opened up with. It was an attribute first was in God. He thought of himself as being a human being. And that transmitted him down to be Jesus. That transmitted him down. What that? That thought. That attribute. That transmitted him down. That thought. God's thoughts have power of transmission. That thought. Lord have mercy. That thought. That attribute transmitted him down to be Jesus. Well, if the same thing happened to you, and that transmitted you down to be Tim and Janet and whoever more you are, will not that thought, does not it have boomerang power to return you back to where you came from, the very mind of God? Was not the thought of Jesus endued with the power to transmit him down with the same power that brought him back up where he come from? I come from God and I go back to God. It's what's enveloped in the attribute from the eternal. Friends, it's not get it out of your mind. That is something you chose. Get it out of your mind. You're the one in control of this. I'm glad God didn't leave my salvation into my crazy hands. And I'll tell you what I've done. I fooled around and got myself lost. Come on. I'd have fooled around and got myself lost and sent to hell short as the world. But he thought of me when he thought of himself. And that transmitted me down July the 9th, 1956. Early that morning, that transmitted me down when I caught the breath of life and little bitty tiny baby. And whenever it did it, that little receiver, I swallowed that receiver. I started searching for God and seeking for God and looking for God. So I thought, it wasn't me. It was the receiver looking for a signal. The signal was all garbled and twisted around. And I kept on looking at it. I kept on looking at what it was. It was the receiver searching for the right band. I didn't know what it was. I was hung up on Acts 2:4. Then I got hung up on Acts 2:38. Then one day the Holy Ghost went over and went, Malachi 4. He was already in the air. I remember in the days of Pentecost talking about Elijah and the place would go berserk. Look at it today. Look at the
songs that's written. These are the days of Elijah. They know there's something about it, but they haven't recognized the awakening of the bride. Oh, thank you, Lord. That signal's in the air. Oh, my, hallelujah. I'm glad I don't just get it to write a song. I'm glad I get it to live right. God, He didn't need the adjustment. It was already made, beaming out. Malachi 4, Luke 17, 30, Revelation 10, 1 to 7. Seven thunders, manifestation, the book of life. All these mysteries is already in the air. It was already there, and I was looking and searching. There's got to be more to God than this. I was running without a message and running and preaching and jumping and shouting and hollering. And one day, the frequency come across the path. Oh, happy day, happy day, oh, happy day when Jesus blowed, Jesus blowed my Pentecostal frequency away. Oh, happy day. Oh, my, started giving me a little in Malachi 4. And then Malachi 4, God sent a prophet, but the days of prophets is over. Man, I got it. Hell ain't eternal. Whew. Them women can't preach. Lord have mercy. Tongues ain't the evidence of the Holy Ghost. And the signal was coming loud and clear. Now, I don't mind telling you that, old tradition of mine, it was struggling with some of that stuff, but it was so powerful. It was so powerful. Mine, years and years ago, when we didn't have nothing but an old car radio, there's a big powerful station down in Del Rio, Texas. We used to listen to it all the time. Harry remembers it. We'd go through Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama. You know, that part of the United States, you could pick up that radio station. It had gospel music all the time. It was a powerful station. You know what? My God's got a transmitter on His body pack that is so powerful it can reach to you when you're in another dimension, and you're so, hallelujah to God, it'll reach from beyond the grave one day and call you out of there. It did to Lazarus. Lazarus had a receiver for the voice of God. He had died and went down. Oh my, when it all died, men die and go. And what did he do? He heard the receiver from the body pack of God. Lazarus, Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus had the receiver. Three stages. It was an attribute. First was in God, that he thought of himself as being human. And that transmitted him down to be Jesus. He thought of himself as being human. And through that thought, the power of transmission was carried. So that transmitted him down to be Jesus. And now if you were ever there, you was with him then. Let me tell you something, children. I believe in holiness. I believe in preaching against bobbed hair. I believe in preaching against ungodly women, ungodly men. I believe there's still a standard of holiness, always has been and always will be. I believe there's things that we do and things that we don't do. But I'm going to tell you one thing. It's going to take more than the standard of holiness to get the bride in a rapture. It's going to take you recognizing who you are. And if you say you believe who you are and you don't live a holiness life, there's something wrong with your revelation. But holiness itself will not put you in the rapture. There's some apostolic folks still on the earth and UPC still on the earth and the Mennonites and the Amish and some of them that wear longer dresses than us message women do. Come on now. They don't have television. They don't do many of those things and they still will not go. There must be something else for you to recognize who you are. Notice this in the Smyrna church age. down through the centuries we could go. Now watch. You're from the body pack. Boom, 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 boom. Down through the centuries we could go, we find a Moses, a Jeremiah, a John the Baptist. Each one of these were God's eternal thought expressed in its season. Moses didn't make up his mind if he was going to be a God man or not. Moses didn't make up his mind if he was going to serve God or serve the devil. Jeremiah didn't make up his mind. Come on, children. Each one of these were God's eternal thought. It's expressed and let out in frequencies or waves. So here it comes. Look out, devil. Here comes the waves, the frequencies. So that transmitted them down. Then we come to Jesus, the Logos. He was the perfect and complete thought expressed. And he become known as the Word. That is what he is and forever will be. Now it says that he hath chosen us in him, Jesus, before the foundation of the world. That means we were right there with him in the mind and thoughts of God before the foundation of the world. That gives an eternal quality to the elect. You automatically receive that eternal quality from the frequency. Now, some of you all were hooked up to another system. This one right here is called Sennheiser, made in Germany. All kinds of folks make these types of microphones. Shure, Audio Technica, all different kinds of ones. I could have on a Shure body pack, an Audio Technica body pack, all different types of body packs. But if it's not set on the same frequency in the signal to respond to the receiver back there, I'll stand right here and talk, and there'll be nothing that'll happen at all. Amen. So it's got to have a corresponding part from the same manufacturer. Well, glory. You see, the word comes from God, but the denomination comes from man. Woo! That's why you'll never make a denomination a perfect receiver of the Word of God, because it's man-made, man-run, man-orchestrated. But you've got to have a God-made pack and a God-made receiver in order to be able to receive it. Why? You come from the same factory. That wasn't from Japan and it wasn't from China. It was from the Eternal. Notice this, but to go on, these elect were not only the eternal thoughts of God, which were to be expressed in flesh in their due season. These who are the royal seed are the elect of God, are the predestinated foreknown of God, and were in the mind of God and his thoughts. In very plain language, the true bride of Christ was in the mind of God eternally. Though not expressed until each one was transmitted and designated in their decreed season. Each member came forth, it became expressed and took its place in the body. Thus, this bride is the literal spoken word seed bride. I said it in Indiana last week. Let me say it here again. If the government comes to a place, they take our Bibles, take our tapes, take every bit of the message we have in the media format, whatever format that is, we'll still be preaching the truth. Think of it. The Apostolic Church, which started in 33 A.D., The first book of the New Testament that they had written was the book of James, which was written in 60 AD. How did they preach? So they preached all of those years, and they don't even have a New Testament to be able to stand up and read to their people. They were the Word. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Brother Skip. They were the Word. Are we downplaying our Bible? Absolutely not. I thank God for our Bible. Every tape, every book that we've got. But if they take them away from us, we will still preach the Word. Why? We're preaching who we are. We are the transmission of this hour. China's just finishing up the largest satellite, the largest means in the world to try to contact alien life. Our nation is beaming out signals under all different frequencies to see if they can contact Martians or Jupiterans or Venusians or whatever else is out there. I've been transmitting back and forth all of my life. But it ain't to a Martian, it ain't to Jupiter, it's to another dimension. It's to the eternal. Think of it, you have a direct contact to the eternal tonight. You can come to church with a need in your life, and it may be out of the confines of what I've said, and the Spirit of God will bend me or bend one of these preachers right around to your need and talk about it for 3 or 4 minutes and go right on, and we're still wondering, what in the world did I say that for? You, hallelujah, you with your frequency beamed it up to the eternal, and the eternal beamed it back down to me, and you got your answer. You have that much contact with the eternal. You're walking in the galleries, and the eternal is overwhelmed by you. This morning at 3:30, the eternal started dealing with me about this word. This one word I'm fixing to say to you. And I kept hearing it over and over and over again. The reason I know what time it was, because I looked over at the clock. And I couldn't go back to sleep forever. And I laid there and I kept hearing this word over and over again. And this word was representation. One of the meanings of representation is this: a statement or account made to influence opinion or action. Statement or account. If you can just get it in your mind. God set up an account in your name. All the influence you'd ever need is set up in your name. It's called your representation. It's not there just to help you when you're good. It's not there just to help you when you do everything right. It's there to help you when you really mess up. Let's stand. Now, don't y'all stay up till 3:30 trying to figure this out. Just come back in the morning, Lord willing, and we'll look into it. I've got it right here. Let me just share one or two things with you, can I? Identified Christ of all ages, paragraph 76. Brother Justin, come on down, one or two there. But here was a little ill-famed woman, a prostitute.
down in her heart, well, she had a representation of one of God's thoughts. She had a representation of one of God's thoughts. And remember, representation is a statement or account made to influence opinion or action. The act or action of representing. The state of being represented. Glory. She had a representation of one of God's thoughts. There she was, weighted in sin. But when she seen that happen, she said, "Sir, I perceive you're a prophet. I know when Messiah cometh, he'll tell us these things." What did it do? It cleansed her life. You see, people say they receive this and it don't cleanse their life and start working on that. There's something wrong. You understand? It cleansed her life. He was the Redeemer to her because he could lift her up where she had come from. But the Pharisee, think of it, religious as he could be. And Jesus said, "You have your father, the devil, and his works you do." Religious man belonged fine orders, and Jesus called them snakes in the grass and devils. They rejected the light of the hour. Listen to this next one. Now we notice, no matter what the others done, how they walked away, those disciples were predestinated. They were ordained to eternal life. They couldn't explain it. They couldn't explain it no more than the rest of them could. But there was something in them, that representation in heaven. That representation in heaven, a thought that God had of them. It was an account set up in Peter's name. Jesus is pulling from this account and he said, "Simon, Simon, Satan has desired that he may have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I've added to your account. I've prayed for you." That's your faith. Oh, failure. Do you understand what's carried you over when you've been so low and so despondent? And you thought, "I can't make it another step. I cannot go any farther." And then all of a sudden, it seemed like something came through. It was a deposit from your account on the other side. It was your representation. Children, we are going to make it. That's already there. We're already, it's already done. We have already won. That representation in heaven, a thought that God had of them before the foundation of the world, had manifested itself here, and they were connected with God and were sure that God's promise was vindicated and nothing is going to change it. That's real, genuine Christianity. Praise God. Can you imagine here on Saturday night, and we've come the ninth day of July. One of the brothers had texted me today and said, "I hope you have a happy birthday." I said, "From what I'm studying right now, I believe it's going to be a happy one." I love this word, don't you? Can you imagine the eternal? The eternal coming by and visiting us. And if you're like me, you're probably in awe of his word. And I say, "Oh my, oh." But that's only half of the awe. And we're saying, "Our God is awesome. Our God is awesome." That's only your side of the story. If we could turn it the other way around and hear him saying, "My bride is awesome. My elect are awesome." It's overwhelming, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's overwhelming. The reason Brother Louis didn't call me and Carol up here and go on and on and on about our birthday and all that, because he has strict orders from me. Don't do that. Now, it may seem strange to you. I don't like being made over. I know it's weird. My face is seen around the world every week. Thousands and thousands of people know me and know my name. But I don't like being made over.
I don't like being in the limelight. It embarrasses me, humiliates me. That's my makeup. So I can relate when you get in the presence of the Eternal. And the Eternal says, you overwhelm me. Would you say, Lord, me? How could I do that to you? Lord, you embarrass me. I say that. Oh, don't let me embarrass you, sweetheart. Let me tell you how much I love you. Glory to God. The lights was off at our house last night till about 1 o'clock. So me and Carol took a little battery-operated lantern and went down in the basement and sat and just kind of held hands and talked about how it was when we first got married. And we sat there for a couple hours and just talked. Wow. I know something that most Americans can't do anymore. It's this way. Y'all still talk around your house? Not scream and holler, but I mean talk. Can you imagine the Eternal? Because said, you remember that night? And we lived here and we just kind of remember. We moved here and then we lived over there and then we lived down in Kentucky. I was just sitting there listening to her. In my mind, as I was listening to her, I thought, no doubt, it'll be something like that in the eternity. But as we gather around Him, we cast all our crowns at His feet. And He comes down among us. Begins to pull us up next to Himself. Remember when you're so low, you didn't think you'd be able to make it. I remember. I come along and nudged you a little bit. That was me. Oh, I knew it was you. You imagine, it'll never end. Never end. We'll be back with the Eternal in eternity. Where you were all the time.
Amen.
You simply took this brief transmission into this increment of time. This attribute received the receiver. Now that you've received it, you've heard from your theophany.
Yes.
Oh. This is why we feel that quickening power come over sometimes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. What is it? The frequency gets supercharged. Praise God. You know how our cell phones are. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Oh, I lost it. Drop that crazy thing. That's one thing about this frequency. You never drop a signal. Praise God. God, you hear me? God, you hear me? God, I can't hear you. Donnie, where you at, Donnie? It's always loud and clear. Praise God. You love Him, children. The Eternal in the galleries. I'm going to go ahead and say it. I'm also going to go ahead and say it. Some of y'all think I'm nuts. Some on the internet sure think I am. The Eternal with the Eternal. For we know if this earthly house of this tabernacle be dissolved, we have a building of God not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. So I'm talking about this because this had a day of start and no doubt a day will end unless we go with the body change. But the Eternal with the Eternal. What are you talking about, Brother Donnie? That part in you, that attribute that was transmitted, that you traveled on that thought. Is it any marvel to you that one day we'll be changed and travel? How did you come to this earth? Traveling like a thought. How will you leave it? Traveling like a thought. That speed is reserved for the elect alone. Man can build supersonic transports and he can build jets and he can build this, that, and other, but God is the only one that's broken to the element of speed of travel by thought. Praise God. Let's bow our heads if you would. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Representation of predestination. The Eternal in the galleries.
Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you for your precious word. I'm so grateful that your elect are fitted with this receiver. This is why when people run them down and people bring up all kinds of questions and this and that and the other, the elect just go right on. They don't pay no attention to it. It's like the little chipmunk, chatter, 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 chatter. Because the frequency that they are getting is so much louder than that chatter, chatter. And that's all it is, chatter, chatter. I remember my daddy, I can remember it as well, having a CB radio, and he got the little small antenna initially, and then he got a bigger one, and then he wound up with a great big old whip, I think they called it, and on the back, the bigger the antenna, the more he could receive. And then he put one up on the house and climbed up on the house to put it, because the higher the antenna, it put it up in that realm to be able to receive more. Hallelujah. You had a law and you had 10 commandments, but one day you lifted the real antenna up on a cross. Glory to God. And the signal, God and man becoming one. Perfect worship. God in a man. If we could only understand tonight perfect worship, what it really is. God in people. Our worship by the music and by our singing, slower, faster, whatever more, that's not perfect worship. The only way we can ever give perfect worship is deity in us, worshiping deity. Lord Jesus. Oh, Father God. That's why it's so hard for people to understand. We may say the same words that other people say. We may sing some of the same songs. Amazing Grace and About the Blood and Mercy and this. But it's in a different frequency. A different frequency. They can't say it as it was in one of the tribes of Israel. They couldn't say Shibboleth. So there's certain ones that they'd come up and they'd catch them and they'd say Shibboleth. But they couldn't say it. They'd say Shibboleth. It'd give them away every time because they couldn't say it right. It's the same with your people. The denominations talk about the blood, we talk about the blood. They talk about the cross, we talk about the cross. But they're saying Shibboleth without the H. We call it Shibboleth with the H, Elohim. Hallelujah. For you divided Abram's name. A-B-R-A-M. You cut his name in half and slid it apart and took the H and put in the middle of his name and then slid the letters back together and called him Abraham. I'm big Elohim and you're little Elohim. You took Sarai and took the I off the end of her name and capped her name with H and called her Sarah. Oh, Lord God, we worship you tonight. Great, eternal, awesome, mighty God. Go ahead, sir. If you want to tell us how you love us, you want to brag on us, we'll receive it. You want to tell us we're awesome? Well, so we'll have to take your word for it. But we believe it because you don't lie. Let us hold you here. We'll not do like Delilah did Samson. We'll not cut your locks. But according to what Paul said about the church, he said that the church is the pillar and the foundation of the truth. In fact, it's not the truth that holds up the church. It's the church that holds up the truth. Hallelujah. For you gave the church and gave birth to the church before you gave birth to the written New Testament. So once you gave birth to the church, then produced the New Testament, the pillar and foundation would hold up the written truth. We thank you for the written truth. We thank you for the books and the tapes. Lord, it is not the tapes. It is not the books. It is not even the Bible. Reading or quoting it, Lord God, that gives us eternal life. It's knowing the person of those books and tapes and the Bible. We worship you, O great eternal, mighty God. Hallelujah. Can we just lift our hands now? Now let's just try, if we can, for a few minutes before we go. Let's lay aside the busy schedule of this week and what you've had to do and maybe what's facing you tomorrow and the week coming up. Let's just worship and enter into the presence of the eternal. If you have been divinely called, you have got something inside of you. You can't touch it. You may not be able to feel it. You feel the effects of it. You've never seen it, and more than likely never heard it, because it's wireless, as we'd say. There's this signal coming from my body pack going to the receiver. It's a wireless signal. So I can't see it, touch it, taste it, feel it, smell it, but you're hearing and the effects of it, and you know it's working. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. So your words that may seem so simple to you, and you've said some of the same words for years, Lord, I love you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I thank you. But you see, once they're transmitted from the attribute of your soul back into the presence of God through the blood of Jesus, there's no way we can imagine the harmony and the sound as it comes through to the divine presence of God. It's hard for us to imagine that the prayers of saints are like odors that are poured out in His presence. Yet that's what one of the examples was in the book of Revelation. And He poured out the vial, the odors, the sweet smelling odors in the presence of God. And it was the prayers of the saints. And I read this week where the scripture said, God inhabits the praises of His people. Oh, don't you want to give God a place to live right here in this service tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, great eternal. You which is and which was and which shall come. You which was before time. You which was before any molecules or atom or light. We worship you, great eternal. Hallelujah. I thank you for my personal deposit, blessed one. We worship you tonight. I know I've said these words for decades. I love you. I worship you. I praise you. But until my language changes, all I know to do is say the same words again and believe they're being transmitted on a heavenly wavelength coming up through the blood of Jesus. That is so awesome that you make the angels hold their peace while I worship you. Hallelujah. Can we join our praises together, children? Oh, glory. It's not how proper you say them. It's not how loud you scream. Heart and trust and believe by the grace of God that God takes them and puts them on that heavenly frequency and turns it around. And they go to beaming up from your very soul right into the throne of God. No matter what's happening now in heaven, if they're finished polishing the walls, if they're finished around the gates or whatever more that they're doing, can you imagine we have the ability right now in this service to stop whatever's going on in heaven? Wormwood speaking to God, Gabriel speaking to God about some great political event, something affecting the Jews or whatever more. But God puts Gabriel on hold. He puts the whatever it is, the work on the city on hold. Why? Because those awesome attributes are worshiping the eternal. And He's hearing back from the eternal. Glory to God. As the eternal on the earth is expressing itself. Lord Jesus, we worship you, mighty God. Hallelujah. Come on now, little eternals. Let's worship Him. Let's worship Him. Sing something for us, Harry. Let's worship Him. Praise Your name. You ought to be so grateful tonight. You have representation. You are one of those thoughts that God thought about after He thought about Himself. He thought about Himself, and then who knows the order that He thought, but somewhere down in that line, He thought about me. Oh, glory to God. And that transmitted me down to be Donnie. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. I worship You, Eternal. I worship You, Mighty God. There's none like You. Man may make gods and make idols and images and false religions, but You are the Eternal. Hallelujah. The Eternal God is thy refuge. Now unto the King, Eternal, Immortal, Invisible, the only wise God, be dominion forever and ever. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Can we raise our hands? Let's just give Him a wave offering. Oh, blessed Lord God. If your hands get tired, just put one down and raise the other one. See, it shows you're immortal. You're still in these mortal bodies. They get tired and they get weary. We're waiting for the time when our body will be changed into that eternal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's worship Him now, saints.
Worship You, oh my soul. Rejoice.
Take joy, my King. Hallelujah.
Beautiful are thy feet with shoes, O prince's daughter. The joints of thy thighs are like jewels, the work of the hands of the cunning workman. Thy navel is as a round goblet which wanteth not liquor. Thy belly is like an heap of wheat set about with lilies. Thy two breasts are like two young roes that are twins. Thy neck is as a tower of ivory. Thine eyes like the fish pools in Heshbon. By the gate of Bathrabim, thy nose is as the Tower of Lebanon, which looketh toward Damascus. Thine head upon thee is like Carmel, and the hair of thine head like purple. The King is Harry's. How fair and pleasant art thou, O love. He calls you by what redeemed you. Love is what saved you. Love is what redeemed you. And now He calls you, O love. O love, for delights. This is thy stature. It's like to a palm tree on thy breast to clusters of grapes. Look at what you are to him. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But Brother Donnie, I don't see myself. Neither do I. But if he does, that's what matters. Then you know what? I have the awesome challenge of acting the way he says I am, or acting the way I think I am. If I act, well, I'm no good, I'm no count, I've made mistakes all my life, I've made a mess out of everything, and all that is absolutely true. So am I going to focus on that, or am I going to focus on what he sees in me that's beyond what I see? So I'm going to conduct myself as the Queen of Heaven. I'm called to minister to my husband. I'm called to love him. I'm called to stand up in this hour and hold the foundation of truth. Do I expect to change everybody in the world? I do not. I only expect to make a little dent, but I'm going to make as big a dent as I can. And I'm going to make it with all of my heart. Praise the Lord. I'm not called to change the world. I'm not called to heal everybody. Neither are you. We're not called to turn the world upside down. But if I can turn yours upside down and yours and yours and yours and bring you to a recognition, it might be a service just like this, that when I'm preaching, all of a sudden the veil just pulls back from your eyes and you see yourself and you say, my God, I saw it. I saw it. God, I saw it. And then all of a sudden it just goes back. But the deposit was quickened and you know you'll never be the same again. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. You saw it. What was it? The eternal. You walked up in front of the mirror and scratched your head. And the image in the mirror scratched your head. And you rubbed your face and it, and you looked in the mirror and said, Daddy, it's me. It's me. Oh my. You love him. Praise God. Oh, saturate my soul. Let the river flow. Let the north wind blow. Lover of my soul. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Oh, I just feel him here so rich. So wonderful. Glory to God. Okay, Adonai. Mighty God, I bless your name. Saturate my soul. Let the river flow. Let the north wind blow. Lover of my soul. Saturate my soul. Let the river flow. Let the north wind blow. Lover of my soul. Oh, saturate my soul. Let the river flow. The north wind blow. Lover of my soul. Well, let's worship him, saints. Oh, let the north wind carry our praise into the presence of the eternal. Lord God, I bless your name. Jesus, you are my everything. You're my first, my last, my alpha, my omega.
The spices may blow out, saturate my soul. Let the river flow. Let the north wind blow. Cover up my soul. Saturate my soul. Let the river flow. Let the north wind.
my soul.
Yes,
my beloved's
form.
Said unto me, rise up, rise up, my fair one.
Rise up.
Come away, come with away. Me. Saturate my soul. Let the river flow.
Hallelujah.
Let the north wind blow. Lover of my soul. On the earth again, the time of singing has come. Saturate my soul, let the river flow. Let the north wind blow,
O
lover of my soul. Saturate my soul.
So powerful and strong. You'll feel a change and you know it won't be long. You'll look around you and there's mother, there's father, there's brother D-Ark, there's this one and that one, and then you'll know it can't be long now, I'm gonna be gone. And you'll say, saturate my soul. Let the holy river flow.
friends, people think we're crazy. They just say we're following some dead man, and they say all kinds of stuff about us. But you know what? I can imagine one day that this soldier boy was out there fighting, and he got killed. They didn't have time to dig graves. So they grabbed that old soldier boy and they showed him in on the grave of Elisha. You imagine his testimony for the rest of his life. I got resurrected by a dead man. Hallelujah. Let people laugh at him. Let them make fun of him. All they want to do. But he can say, glory to God. Glory to God. The man you call a dead man raised me back. Son of man, and when he prophesied to the wind began to blow, and bone come the bone, and sinew and flesh. That's what this message is doing around the world. It's prophesying. It's prophesying. One day, even those that are laying over there in that graveyard, as our little sister was singing about earlier, ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. From the body pack of the throne of God will come a signal. And they'll be released from under the altar of God. IFTs, identified flying theophanies. I ain't looking for UFOs. I'm looking for IFTs, identified flying theophanies. I've done heard from mine. I've seen it a few times, actually. Looks just like me, except younger. I'm telling you the truth. I've seen myself. Glory to God. I'm going. I know I'm going. I've done seen me. You're getting old and you're getting worn out. That's all right, but there's a young man waiting on me. I've seen him a few times. I know he's there. Glory to God. All of a sudden, the signal will come from the throne of God, even though the body may have rotted and the bones went back to the dust of the earth. And there it'll come, raised from the dead. They'll have that receiver already built into the resurrection power, and they'll come out of there. Hallelujah! And they'll go to appear to you and you and you and you. And all of a sudden, we know it ain't going to be long. And the prophet said, think of it, missing people. They can't find you no more. But you're getting together with the rest of the group. What kind of group is it? They're all on the same frequency. Amen! They're all on the same frequency. They've heard the voice of the resurrection. Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't you love him, saints? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Amen. We worship you tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Let's just take a songbook or a handkerchief or your hand, whatever. Let's just raise it up here tonight and give him a wave offer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Some of his hands used to hold beer and cigarettes and all kinds of those things. But now, Lord, we're giving you praise. We're giving you adoration, mighty God. Our hands have been cleansed. They've been washed. And now, Lord, we're bringing them to you. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's sing together, hey, we shall be changed. We'll let you go here in a moment. That means enjoyed the word. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, we shall be changed. I said we shall be changed. We're going to be changed. over the land. How does it feel to be married to the eternal? I'm kind of homesick for a country to which I've never been before. No sign. Service in the morning. Go in the fear of God.